In the early 1980s, Michael's solo project Off the Wall and the Jacksons' Triumph album were doing well on the charts. Then came Motown 25. Michael's follow-up album, Thriller, became the biggest-selling album of all time. In 1984, the Jacksons released the Victory album and embarked on the most successful tour in our family's history. The Victory tour was an all-stadium tour, and we broke many records. We did 54 sold-out dates, and the highlight of that tour was the 6 sold-out nights at Dodger Stadium, which was a first. After the Victory Tour, Michael put out several solo projects, and I signed with Capitol Records as a solo artist, and my first single was Don't Go, which went to number 2.
Morning, Jack.
Don't go nowhere, baby. I'll be right by your side. No, baby.
In 1997, the Jackson 5 was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We were the youngest group to be enshrined. This was a great moment for us, but it was just icing on the cake. Because we always perform just for the love of the music. The 6 of us haven't performed together since 1984. But that all changed September 2001, when we got together to celebrate Michael's 30th year as a solo artist. When I come back, we're going to take you on a magical red carpet ride. So stay tuned.